One of the last things I want to leave with you is this. Some of you in the room, as I look across here in the front, I can't quite see all of you in the back, but I see a lot of you in the room that didn't live through what we went through from 1980 to 1998. It sucked. Let's just be honest. I think every one of us in here can think about neighbors that we lost as we came through that time period. People that we'd grown up with that were neighbors, that our kids rode the school bus together, and they didn't make it through that time period. Look at these numbers. From 1980 to 1998, beef demand was cut in half. The cattle inventory went down 20 million head. The number on here that just jumps out at me is we lost 403,000 head of cow-calf producers in our industry, our neighbors. Because we couldn't defend ourselves. With the diet hell scare, the war on fat as we came through that, it was devastating. We all know it was fake news, wasn't it? That's all come to pass. We know that was, most of it wasn't accurate, but we couldn't defend ourselves. I challenge you that if we don't handle this sustainability message, this is what we could be dealing with again. I believe this is our greatest risk as an industry. That's how important I believe it is that we get out and we tell this story. We've got a great story to tell. When we look at what's going on in here and we think about this, the United States has the most environmentally efficient beef production system in the world. But we're always on the defensive, aren't we? We're always on the defensive. We've got to take the offensive. If you look at this data, I want you to think about what we see from our Australian and New Zealand friends. I think when you look at the way they've messaged, you would think they would have the best environmental footprint because they do a better job of telling the story than we do. So I challenge each and every one of you in the room to start it at the local level. We have to get involved. We have to start going to our schools. We have to start going to our local chamber of commerces. We got to tell the story. We have to do it at the state level, and we have to do it at the national level. I believe this is, if alternative meats are going to gain any real steam, they will gain steam if we can't tell this story. We've got an incredible product. You can see the way consumers are responding to the quality we're putting out there. Did everybody see that? We've gained 7% market share of spending over the last 20 years. That's pretty incredible, isn't it? Absolutely incredible. But this is one of those things I would say, don't take it lightly. Again, we've got a great story. There's some incredible experts out there that we can rely on to pull this data together, and together I think we can tell the story and the consumers will hear our message.